migani kuyuriari ijapakani kuyuriari mishki migangi kuyuriari amarukani kutindri chari 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 chari
Rhythms here on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. And we just heard a piece of music, the debut album from a very wizardous young synth player. Goes by Yoni Myraz. And he's based in London, UK, a incredible place for neo jazz these days. And the album's called Die Buchse. And the song we heard was The Master Wore a White Robe. So, if you like that, maybe you like the whole album. It's very frenetic and very fun. So, yes. Yoni Myraz. M-A-Y-R-A-Z. And the name of the album, by the way, I'm just learning this myself. Die Buch, known from Jewish folklore, is a malevolent wandering spirit that enters and possesses the body of a living person. It's the cursed soul of a dead one that wanders tirelessly for sins committed during their life. The most vulnerable victims are the young and the sinful. So, maybe think, yeah, possession and exorcism through music. So, embodying the spirit as this musician flies up and down the keys of his synthesizer. Sweet. And before that, we actually heard a fair amount of tracks in that set, four to be precise. Before that, we heard El Bujo, who is deep into the Latin alternative dance scene. I don't even know where this guy's from in the end, but I think he's from Europe, based in Paris now, if not always. And featuring the vocals of La Mafiandina, that was Sol y Tormenta from the new Ton Ton album by El Bujo on Shika Shika Records. Before that, we heard, a reissue just came out on Arabusta Records out of Italy. I mean, an album that came out in 1982, musician from Cabo Verde, West Coast, Central Africa island, and they speak Portuguese there, don't they? Yes, I think so. So yeah, the song Tudo Linguaradas by Chis Lopez, T-C-H-I-S-S Lopez. If you're looking for a fascinating, confusing name for your newborn child, Chis, pretty sweet. Once again, T-C-H-I-S, and that first S has an accent on it, and then S again, Chis. Sounds like a snake, slithering, slippery creature. Yeah, cool music, very upbeat. And the album Stranger, Ya Katem Traboy. And before that, Cabo Verdean Delight, we started off the set with... Pigeon. Yeah, with Backslider. So Pigeon, band from the UK, but with a Ghanaian vocalist, so interesting fusion. And I really appreciate that he's talking about the pigeon, their namesake. At the end of the song, they heard some pigeon sounds. And the pigeon is unofficially my mascot for this this program for Wandering Rhythms. I don't think said it on the radio or made pigeon sounds until now. But I use it on my website. And the pigeon's a great wanderer, gets no respect, but what a beautiful creature, isn't it? Just don't even really notice they're there, but they're just thriving, surviving, looking out for us, perhaps. Looking out for the scraps anyways. And okay, moving on with Vancouver. They call it a super group because that features the vocalist from the Doughboys. The Doughboys, that is, what's his name? Brock Pytel, guitar and vocalist. The Doughboys were a pop punk style band from the late 80s through till 1996. I had one of their compact discs when I was 12 years old, with the song I Never Liked You, the album. Anyways, the Doughboys. And then also the bass player from the Sarah McLachlan band, Brian Minato. Sarah McLachlan, right? Everybody knows her. She's big. And especially the bass lines. So this band, new group called Slip-Ons. They just put out their first EP June 30th. And so, yeah, cool kind of throwback to early 90s sound. They say like... Exile on Main Street era, Rolling Stones, Afghan Whigs, etc. Husker Du. The Doughboys were based in Montreal, but anyways, this band is now in Vancouver. So Slip-Ons, we're going to hear Mosquito right here. So some good old Canadiana rock music updated for this very year. And everybody's favorite, Mosquito. This is Wandering Rhythms. The Slip-Ons.
My fears away. I'm truly hurt and feel afraid.
Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, and we just heard from Dave Okumu out of London, England, and his group Dave Okumu and the Seven Generations. The song there also called Seven Generations, and that's, as many of us think have heard at some point, an indigenous philosophy. It actually comes from the Haudenosaunee people, the Iroquois. In other words, the idea that the decisions you make today should result in a sustainable world seven generations into the future. Yeah, so taking that to heart and putting a little bit African flavor into it as well. So that was That band's pretty hard to describe, but they're definitely funky and shoegazy and a lot of different things at once. Yeah, cool music. The album's called I Came From Love, and it came out earlier this year. Yeah, Dave Okumu. O-K-U-M-U. And before that, we heard on the other far end of the musical spectrum, perhaps, Louise Burns out of Vancouver here. A beautiful pop song, really, with some skittering and floating synths. The song was Element. The title track from her new LP came out this spring, Element, by Louise Burns, Vancouver. Our very own Lana Del Rey in Vancouver here. She's been going for a while, though, so maybe Lana Del Rey is, like, kind of influenced by her. Who knows? Anyhow, Louise Burns. And the set started off with another Vancouver band, Slip-Ons. And that's a power pop group, a four-piece. And they just put out their first EP this year. And it took them a while to get it out due to a few reasons. The guy who was doing the mastering, apparently a tree fell on his home and destroyed his studio. And the mixing engineer, Olivia Kwan from Vancouver, much loved in the local music scene, she passed away just after they finished their last recording session. So I was only 25, just really, really sad moment for the Vancouver musicians, people who worked with her and such. So anyway, Slip-Ons, we heard the song Mosquito from their Heavy Machinery EP, which came out just last week. And one last piece of music here before we move on to our second hour, where we travel to Germany, Saxony province, to explore the music scene going on over there. But now one last piece of Canadiana here, the real deal, coming from up north in the Yellowknife area, Digga Wolf here. And Digga Wolf's new record, which came out last October, we got it here on the CJSF playlist. His fourth album called Ini, I-N-I, which means spirit. The first entirely Tlicho language album in over a decade. Sorry, so bringing his native language to awareness, and really beautiful music that he makes, kind of shoegazy. I really loved his previous album a lot, and it's called Yellowstone. So check it out. Here's Ini, the title track from his newest album, Digga Wolf, D-I-G-A-W-O-L-F, just one word. So after that, trip to Saxony. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm cool.